You know, living in New York is sort of tough, but there is one thing that makes your life a lot better. Every street you walk down, there are at least four different guys that will sell you some insanely good thing that they cooked on like a tiny 1 square inch burner.
There's all these street vendors. A lot of different places have them. When I lived in Providence, it was the Silver Truck on the corner of Thayer and John Street. That's where you knew to go get great sandwiches.
Yeah, there was just one hot dog cart in Seattle off of Market Street in Ballard. Had the best hot dogs, although whenever you were there, it was late in the evening. You'd probably had a few, so that might have influenced how good the stuff tasted. Well, on Saturday, New York's finest street food chefs squared off for the third annual Vendy Awards. The competition between street vendors was a fundraiser for the Urban Justice Street Vendors Project, which is a group that provides advocacy, legal help for vendors, and some other groups in need. At the end of a four-hour cook-off in Thompson Square Park,
I was there for the whole thing.
Only four of the five competitors remained. Allison, you and your bride Bill were there, trying lots of food, some of it more than once. Let's hear some of the competitors.
I'm Kandasamy Tirukumar. I have a vegetarian vegan stand called NY Doses. A lot of good vegan lunch, the big ones like crepes and wraps and stuff.
My name is Veronica Julian. I do American West Indian cooking. My specialties are jerk chicken, oxtail, macaroni and cheese, potato salad.
I'm Mohammed Rahman. I own the Quick Meal on 6th Avenue and 45th.
This is the continental, especially from our country, Bangladesh. I use all the fresh ingredients, cumin, coriander, black pepper, all this. I buy the whole and I toast it and I grind it and then I use it.
Okay, as you can see, it was international fare. There were two big winners, the judge's winner and the people's choice winner. We don't want to break the surprise, but we do want to talk to one of the judges from the event. That, of course, is Mo Rocca, the man behind MoRocca180.com and a TV personality. So, Mo, so what were some of the categories you were asked to judge?
Well, we were asked to judge portability, presentation, certainly taste. Messiness was a factor in my vote because I was dressed very beautifully. I wore a gorgeous linen suit from Paul Stewart, and
can I just say that Mo looked like Thurston Howell if the Easter Bunny was his stylist. You had on butter yellow pants and a turquoise blazer and that red judge's sash.
Well, no, and Easter is the appropriate comparison because I did look like the Second Coming. I mean, I looked terrific, and so. I wanted to see if I'd get stained, and I didn't at all. So that was a real testament to all of the competitors. But obviously the taste and quickness were important factors as well.
What about these? Some of the judges went out on a limb a little bit. Veronica, for Trinidadian kitchen cart, she gave you oxtail. Did you give points for originality?
I did. However, the oxtail was a little bit tough. I thought her jerk chicken was terrific, and I love the way she looked. She had a great head wrap on. She looked terrific, and she was very, very friendly. And the jerk chicken was good. The oxtail, a little bit tough.
There was a little bit of drama. The super taco truck left early.
Yeah. What happened? There are a lot of different theories. What actually happened is Lou Dobbs showed up.
So, well, we do have broken borders, Mo. You can't forget that.
Exactly. And she just tore out of there. No, I felt terrible about that. I think that, in fact, she should have been given extra points because she apparently had such a long line and that, you know, they basically ran out of food. And then, you know, at that point, I think they just said, you know, forget it. We're not going to win. And took off, which is too bad. I never even got to try her tacos.
All right. I'm going to ask you to hold on the line because we do have the winner of the People's Choice in our studio. We won't hold you in suspense any longer. It's Mohammed Rahman of Quick Meal, who has brought some of the most delicious smelling food
I'm
into the studio. Mohammed, congratulations on your People's Choice Award.
Thank you.
The people love you. What was your strategy? What did you serve that made people so happy? What did you make?
Okay, I was serving to the people chicken, lamb, and falafel on a pita bread. And, you know, as I always serve, everything was fresh, mixed in, spiced, cooked on clarified butter.
This is amazing.
This was it.
Luke is chowing down, we should say, in the middle of the
segment. I gotta tell you, this is like a street meat explosion in my mouth.
I have to tell you, quite seriously, not only are the quick meals absolutely delicious, but seriously, if you are dressed even nicely at all, it is a great meal to have. I'm serious. The portability is amazing. These things, he puts everything together. You could put them in on the inside of your jacket pocket, and you would not get stained. I mean, they're such little nifty meals.
Now, Mohammed, you are a trained chef. Tell people the very fancy restaurant where you used to work.
I used to work in the Russian Tourism. That was my last job. I was their sous chef.
And what made you decide to go and get your own cart to leave the Russian Tea Room?
Okay, I wanted to open a restaurant, but I was thinking that how to serve the best food, but the price cannot be very high. In the restaurant, always overhead is high, so you cannot serve the food cheap. That's why I was thinking that if I can do something overhead, how can I make it lower? So I thought if I put something on the street, I don't have to pay the rent.
So you're a good cook and a smart man. Mohammed, congratulations on your People's Choice Vendee Award.
Thank you.
Hey, Mohammed, what's the what are the cross streets? Where's your cart at?
I'm on 6th Avenue and 45th Street.
And Mo Rocca, thank you for your culinary expertise and your sartorial
Mo, where's your cart at?
I need to get one, and I'll tell you, Mohammed, if you want to win next year, you just need a constituency. The vegan guy had a lot of white people with dreadlocks. I feel radical. For voters, it's true. They were going off to a Starbucks to throw a chair through a plate glass window afterwards.
Mo Rocca, thank you so much. We should mention the vegan winner.
Mo Rocca 180.com.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.